This is Olympic champion Scott Hamilton. Yes, the real Scott Hamilton. And you're listening to the other Scott Hamilton show, where you should be entertained, informed, and maybe even amused. Just don't expect any backflips. I mean, have you seen him skate?
Welcome back. It's the third hour of the Scott Hamilton Show on Thursday. We're efforting fantasy football expert Jeff Fitoff. Get his take on everything going on in the world of fantasy football. Who you should sit, who you should start, who you should consider picking up. There are people that spend like hours and hours just agonizing over their team all week long. Fitoff spends a whole year doing it. What he does. Fantasy football expert. I've never had more than one team. And I've usually only done it when I've been with like a lot of buddies. We've done it for fun. But some people take it just way too serious. I can't do that. I want to watch the games and be able to just enjoy it. And if I have a team, you know, I root for, I want to be able to root for my team and not for another team because that guy is my starting tight end for the week and I need 7 points. I can't invest in that. But people do all around the world. They invest emotionally. They invest financially.
Yeah.
Spiritually. They're praying to the god of rotisserie football, whatever it used to be called. I don't know. Is that still a thing? I'm gonna ask. Joining us for his weekly visit on the Saitama Hotline, man who's been in the fantasy football game since 1980, he's the host of the Flying Elvises Fantasy Football Show at dspmediaonline.com, as well as the premier fantasy podcast on the Press Play Podcast Network, Jeff Fitoff. Is it still called rotisserie football anywhere? Is that a thing?
Nah, you know, rotisserie baseball is really how it all started. That was the old thing where it wasn't a head-to-head thing like a lot of people do head-to-head now. But it was more of a season-long accumulation of points you did based on 10 categories, 5 pitching, 5 batting. And that was how the whole thing started. It was called Rotisserie Baseball, named after the restaurant where they formed this from. Not many people use that term anymore, I don't think, except for in those traditional still baseball leagues that don't go head-to-head. They've expanded the stats and everything, so it's a little different now. But, yeah.
Tell me about Strat-O-Matic. What was that? I remember that.
Strat-O-Matic was like a game you played with the probability. You got cards for every player. There were dice involved. And, you know, some of you had a player with a lot of home runs. A home run on their card was a more common number that would come up. And you had different strategies you did in Strat-O-Matic. That was the traditional way of doing that, was more with cards and dice. But you got player cards, and that's how you play the seasons out.
All right, Trent, full disclosure, and we're going to chase rabbits for just a moment. Mm. Tito and I worked at the Columbus Dispatch together 20 years ago in Columbus, Ohio.
That's right.
More than 20 years ago. And we were in a baseball league. It was my very first fantasy baseball league. And this was a legit fantasy baseball league. Well, Tito, what was it called?
Oh, God, I can't remember what it was called. But it was we set it up ridiculously because there was so much money involved. We charged so much for transactions that by the end of the season, the people who lost, like, taking out second mortgages on their house. It was stupid how expensive it was, though.
The last year, and I'm going to say this, I want to say I'm the last champion of that league.
Ooh.
Because it folded the year that Barry Bonds hit 70-some home runs, and I had him that year, and I won the league.
That could be right. I may have blocked that out, but that sounds accurate.
Yeah, I won the league that year, and I was dominant. And that is the only time I've ever had success in fantasy sports whatsoever, and I shut down a league. It had been there for like 20 years.
That's awesome. Yeah,
the very first mic drop ever.
The harbinger of sorrow. We're joined by fantasy football expert Jeff Fitoff. You can follow him on Twitter at FitHappens. And Tito, I'm looking back at last week, and I saw some crazy numbers, saw some crazy games, especially Lamar Jackson just going absolutely bonkers on Monday night. What was your biggest takeaway from week 5 in the NFL as it pertains to the world of fantasy football?
Well, the Lamar Jackson thing, although we should be surprised because of how much he did. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised he had a great game. He turned the fortunes on so many games. You see so many stories, people saying they're up by 40 or 50 points or whatever, and all they had to do was, you know, have Lamar Jackson have just an above-average game, and Lamar Jackson just destroyed everybody there. And that was, you know, significant from that standpoint as far as there are so many, half the country hates Lamar Jackson, half of them love him because he turned so many games just that week. You know, we're looking at injuries again. The Giants now with Saquon Barkley again. There's some concern about his injury, if he's going to be able to go or not. You know, that's a big one. Also, Clyde Edwards-Helaire getting hurt in Kansas City. And we got our first set of bye weeks. So all of a sudden now this week, there's more of a, because there's four teams off, the Saints, Falcons, Niners, and Jets, and because of injuries from last week, you've really got to evaluate where your team's at and if you can sustain bye weeks and injuries going forward here. You know, we're just in week six. There's a long ways to go still, but all of a sudden there's going to be some teams that need to do some pickups that are significant.
And I've got a question here regarding Kadarius Toney. What's your take on him going into week six?
You know, I like him quite a bit as long as if Shepard and Slayton both miss again, Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton, if they're both out again, then Kadarius Toney's a very attractive option for me. He is the most talented receiver, I think, on that team. It's just a question of him getting involved with the passing game. And there's some issues early on. He complained a little about not getting the ball. And but it's going to also depend on who's playing quarterback out there. If, you know, Daniel Jones, he's in the concussion protocol right now. If he plays, that helps the chances for Kadarius Toney. But Toney's value for me fluctuates so much on whether Shepard and or Slayton both play. If they both play, Toney's stock goes down. If they're both out, I do like Toney this week.
Yeah, Jeff, Geno Smith will be making the start this weekend for the Seattle Seahawks with Russell Wilson out. Are you still high on guys like Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf to have a good game, even though they don't have the long balls from Russell Wilson? I mean, Geno Smith looked good when he came in, but I don't know about longevity here with him. What's your take on Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf this week?
Geno Smith is very much a guy who he comes in and usually looks pretty good early on in the games, early on in the season, and then goes back to being the Geno Smith we used to know. Now, he does have the opportunity this week of playing with a much more talented set of receivers than he has in the past in his career. You know, having Lockett and having Metcalf there are big pluses to increase Geno Smith's value. I don't think Geno Smith's a startable player, but I do still think Metcalf and Lockett are top 15 receivers this week, just because if Geno Smith completes 20 passes, you know, how many go to those two guys? Probably the majority of them go to those two players right there. So I think they're going to have to throw. They're playing at Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh did a good job of shutting down the run for Seattle. They're going to force Geno Smith to beat them. So Geno Smith may get some garbage time passing yards in there to those two guys as well. So they're both still top 15 plays for me at receiver.
Yeah, Jeff, another one here. The Eagles and the Tampa Bay Bucks are playing tonight. Eagles give up a ton of yards on the ground, give up a lot of touchdowns. Who are you higher on in this game, Leonard Fournette or Ronald Jones?
Leonard Fournette is the one. Look, he's really separated himself from that pack. Going in, you know, even as late as week two, week three, I was saying that I don't want any part of any Tampa running back because I really don't know which one's going to emerge. Mm. When Giovanni Bernard got hurt, although he should be back now, but when Gio Bernard got hurt, though, that opened up more opportunities for Fournette. He's taking advantage of that. I think Fournette is the better play of the two. I think he'll get the majority of the carries, and also he'll still get some work in the passing game. Ronald Jones still is not a threat in the passing game. Fournette's also a better blocker for when he's protecting Brady. So I think that Fournette, for me, is much higher rated than Ronald Jones.
Yeah, and then one more thing here. Obviously, there's a ton of stuff going on right now with the Las Vegas Raiders. Do you think that's going to impact some of their main players like Derek Carr, Darren Waller, and Josh Jacobs? They give a lot of fantasy points each week. Do you think that will have an impact on this game coming up?
I don't think it will. I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, they've got Denver this week. I'm cautiously optimistic that they'll still be able to muddle through. You know, Carr said all the right things yesterday in the press conferences, and I think they are a veteran enough team, and they're focused enough. I think they're going to be okay. The fact that they've got the special teams coordinator is now the interim head coach. You've still got the offensive coordinators in place, so I think they'll still be okay. It might be better for them to be out there on the field and not have to worry about the distraction of what's going on with Gruden right now. They're probably looking forward to getting out there and playing some football and having that be the news versus what's going on with John Gruden.
And Tito, I presume that Darrell Williams will be the RB1 for the Kansas City Chiefs going forward. Is he an RB1 in fantasy land?
You know, he is a – for me, he's certainly somebody who's going to be involved in that. He's probably an RB2. You know, he's startable for sure. I have no problem starting as an RB2 as a flex play this week going against Washington. It'll be on a weekly basis, but I think that, yeah, I would trust him as being that. You know, Jerick McKinnon's the other guy there. But I think Williams is. And then getting back to talking to the Patriots for a minute, just so you know, Damian Harris might not play this week. We're not sure yet. Haven't had an update. If he is out, Ramondre Stevenson is the guy who will probably fill that void, somebody you want to look at to maybe pick up if you are desperate.
Are you sure you can't remember the name of that baseball league? Because I really want to brag about that.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I promise you I blocked it out because I didn't win, and I didn't win, and it was tainted. Because of, and I think you should still give everybody a bunch of money back because that bonds thing never should have happened. But you brought it up, so now I'm angry about it. I'll go back and look and see if I can figure out what it was. It might be on one of my old computers that I haven't got.
Hack Wilson League.
Yeah.
Was it the Hack Wilson League? I think that's what it was called.
Ooh, that sounds right.
I think it was I just had some.
Hack Wilson League. Right.
I think, and it's like that Seinfeld episode where Uncle Leo owned Jerry's mom some money. And there's interest accrued, so I've got to pay everybody back with interest.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I think it's it.
He's the host of the Flying Elvis's Fantasy Football Show, as well as the premier fantasy podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at ThitHappens. Tito, outstanding stuff, buddy, as always. Checks in the mail.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All righty, buddy. It's Jeff Thitoff, fantasy football expert, joining us on the Saitama Guest Hotline.